Thank you, Mike. I suspect that one of the reasons why Chatterbox is so successful is the role played by the listeners panel, providing regular feedback and keeping the production teams on their mettle. We are now close to the end of this special edition, and I would like to repeat my thanks for allowing me to join your team this week. But before the end of this edition, we have a final chat between Tim Edwards, a long-standing sound recordist, and the chair of the trustees, David Potten.
Thank you, Martin. It was great having you here. I'm joined now by David Potten, the current chair of Chatterbox.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm great, David. And it's a cold day here in Chatterbox headquarters again. Not quite as bad as it was 1 year ago.
Absolutely. If you remember, 1 year ago, we were going to record our 2000th edition. And then we were hit by the Beast from the East. And for only the second time in Chatterbox's history, we failed to record a scheduled week's broadcast. But we got it out a week later.
We did, and that was, as you say, the 2000th edition. And that really sparked off a year of celebration at Chatterbox, where, if you'd like to elucidate on that, David?
Well, we started off with the 40th Annual General Meeting, which was in March of 2018. And following that, we had a garden party. Do you remember that?
I did, and the weather was much better for that. It wasn't the Beast from the East then. It was very nice, really hot day. So hot, in fact, that we had to have an indoor garden party.
That's right. It was boiling outside. But we had wonderful music, excellent refreshments, a very successful raffle. It was a great day.
It was, and that was held at the Great Hospital, I think, wasn't it? It was a great venue for such an auspicious day. And again, we were joined by Martin the Mayor and Ross the Sheriff on that day. What did we also do then?
Well, some of the visitors were given guided tours of the Great Hospital, which is an amazing experience.
Quite a venue.
Takes you back, 400 years?
400, 500 years. And, of course, we were joined by some of our listeners, which is always, always very welcome. And also, if we could just pop back to the AGM, we'll be having one coming up this March. And we'd like to have more of our listeners attend the AGM, please.
That's right.
Further details of that will be coming up in later editions of Chatterbox.
That's right, Tim. And, of course, when we were at the Great Hospital, we looked up on the wall and saw the list of trustees. And there was Pam Peterson's name.
Ah, excellent. That brings us nicely around to Pam joining us here at Chatterbox this very day.
Yeah. We're delighted that she's agreed to be our patron. So what happened after the AGM?
Well, that was really kicking off the whole year, wasn't it? We were celebrating 40 years of Chatterbox, and this is obviously the 40th year's edition to the date of the first edition going out. And as we've heard from our original clip with Bob Walker, that some styles have changed, certainly in music and also in recording techniques. And here at Chatterbox, we've had about 5 years of our new studio space. And we've also introduced a lot of listeners to the digital world of listening instead of with the tape cassettes.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we did have one other surprise in the past year.
What would that be?
We won the Norfolk and Waveney Stars Team of the Year Award.
Excellent. Yes, this is sponsored by the EDP and North Norfolk District Council, I think, sponsored the award that Chatterbox eventually went on to win against fierce competition.
Yes. It was a great surprise. In fact, we were the four of us who attended were very surprised when we were announced as the winners.
Excellent. I bet Mike Blythe's face was beaming as
was.
He picked the awards up on the stage. Fantastic. I've seen some photographs of that day. Very well done to the team. And I think it's really important that Chatterbox was recognised for the work of its teams. It's very much about the volunteers, and we're all volunteers here. Some have been here 30-plus years. Some have just started today. And we always welcome people and hope that they'll stay around as long as they wish.
Yes, I think our record at the moment is 39 years by one volunteer.
That's incredible, isn't it? It's all just as long as the recordings have been going on. And also, of course, we had quite a profile on the streets of Norwich this last year, where we sponsored one of the Go-Go Hares. Our hare was situated up at the top of St. Giles Street, so a nice auspicious location outside the Church of St. Giles with the beautiful wisteria plant growing along the railings and our bright yellow hare staring out down the streets at everybody.
Yeah, a spectacular sight.
Quite something. And that actually went on to be auctioned for the charity Break, who look after young people in care in Norwich and Norfolk. And we managed to raise some £2,300 from that hare, which is pretty good going.
Yeah, that's very impressive. So, where are we going to go in the future?
What would the future be for a talking newspaper?
Well,
we've had a couple of responses, haven't we, to this survey that we put out last week. We've had a few responses. Certainly it seems that people are listening on these new devices, these, what would you call them, Amazon's...
Smart speakers.
Smart speakers is a generic term, I suppose. There's Amazon ones, Google ones, there's Apple ones, all sorts of different things that connect to the internet. And therefore you can speak to it and it'll find any piece of music you can get, or maybe a film, or a talking newspaper itself.
Yes, and we've learnt that some talking newspapers in England have already adopted the technology so that you can just turn to your smart speaker and say, play me my talking newspaper, and off it goes.
Ah, so it registers with itself as to what my talking newspaper would be. Let's say if you're in the Norwich area, it would of course be Chatterbox, your first choice of listen. But if you're in different areas of Norfolk, it might respond with the North Norfolk version or the Great Yarmouth's Grapevine.
Mm. Yeah, I understand that when you set it up, it will tell you both what your nearest talking newspapers are and which is the nearest one that they can actually access. So you might be disappointed if you used it at the moment, because you might be told that your nearest talking newspaper is in Norwich, but actually the nearest one you can listen to on Amazon is in Woking.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that could be handy once we get Chatterbox actually on that.
Or if you want to know what's happening in Woking.
Or if you want to know what's happening in Woking, of course, very handy for that. Maybe Norwich are playing against Woking that week, and you might want to find out what's going on.
Well, if they're playing against Woking, something bad has gone wrong with their championship performance.
Hopefully that'll never happen. So, yes, the future of talking newspapers is certainly one that we at Chatterbox are discussing, and we'd like to open that conversation up to the listeners. So please, if you have any views on this, do get in touch. You can always contact us here at the office, and contact details will be given in just a moment.
Yes, and we will be eventually telling you what the results were from the survey that I know many of you have responded to. We'll analyse the results and probably summarise the conclusions in 2 or 3 weeks' time on Chatterbox.
Excellent. And, of course, there's no need to worry if you're not online and you don't have one of these smart speakers, because we will always distribute Chatterbox in a physical recorded version as well.
Yeah, the USB sticks are going to stay for quite a long time.
Wonderful. And thank you very much, David.
Thank you, Tim.